Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, researchers have been racing to understand the impacts of state abortion laws. Are there more babies being born? And if so, how many? How many people are crossing state lines for abortions? But the research may miss some of the very personal decisions people are making in states where abortion is now heavily restricted. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin brings us the latest story in our series Days and Weeks about the way abortion laws are affecting people's lives.
The moment Kristen Petronic knew she would stop trying to get pregnant came in May while lying on a couch. She's 31. She lives in Madison, Wisconsin, with her husband Daniel and two kids, a 7-year-old son and a 4-year-old daughter. She and her husband had always planned to have more children.
When we got married, he wanted 2 to 3 kids and I wanted 3 or 4 kids.
After 10 long months of trying for their third child, Petronic got pregnant in March 2022. The whole family was thrilled, but at her first prenatal appointment, her doctor couldn't find a heartbeat. It was an early miscarriage. She was devastated. She went home to wait for the miscarriage to resolve. The days passed miserably, she says, and she felt terrible. Nausea, extreme fatigue, abdominal pain, and backaches. After a few days, she started to run a fever. She remembers lying on the couch under a blanket and heating pad, trying to distract herself from the miscarriage by scrolling through Twitter on her phone, when she saw the leaked Supreme Court opinion indicating that Roe v. Wade would imminently be overturned. She knew what that would mean in Wisconsin. A Civil War-era law still on the books would make abortions illegal.
That was when I decided the leak was the moment that I was not gonna try again.
For Petronic, all of her pregnancies had been hard on her body, she says, and risky because she's diabetic. Pregnancy comes with health risks, and care for complications can be more difficult to access if healthcare providers are nervous about violating abortion laws. Petronic says she had been paying attention to how this had been playing out in Texas, where abortion after about 6 weeks had been illegal for months. NPR reported on two cases in which a woman was refused treatment when her water broke too early. One ended up flying to Colorado for care. The other had to wait until she was showing signs of sepsis before she could get treated at a Houston hospital.
It wasn't even a conscious decision. It was just like, I will not put myself through that again if I don't have like the confidence that I will be able to come out the other side.
Years ago, she miscarried and ended up in the ER. She got a dilation and curettage, or DNC procedure, to stop the bleeding, the same procedure that's used for abortions. With her second miscarriage in May, she needed a DNC again.
That's what saved me. That's why I'm healthy. That's why I'm here.
She worries that if she got pregnant again and had another miscarriage or any serious pregnancy complication, she wouldn't be able to get a DNC. Her providers might be too nervous about being charged with violating the abortion ban. So now the plan for a third child is off.
It's very surprising and sad to suddenly not be able to plan the family we all wanted.
Wisconsin's abortion ban was written in 1849, just a year after Wisconsin became a state. The law classifies abortion as a felony with a maximum penalty of 6 years in prison and up to $10,000 in fines. The only exception is, quote, to save the life of the mother. There's no exception for rape or incest or to preserve a patient's health. The Democratic Attorney General has sued to stop the law, so its status is in limbo. In the meantime, doctors have stopped providing abortions in the state. Dr. Abigail Cutler, an OBGYN and professor at the University of Wisconsin's Medical School, says the legal uncertainty with the abortion ban has affected all pregnancy care in Wisconsin.
We're seeing it happen. I mean, there are delays in care because providers, physicians are hesitating, thinking twice, calling legal counsel, you know, conferring to make sure that where the direction from a medical perspective seems very clear, but, you know, is it legal?
Three physicians have joined the lawsuit challenging the ban. In affidavits shared with NPR, they say the law and their fear of prosecution has already impacted their medical decision-making and their ability to provide necessary and appropriate care in Wisconsin. Gracie Skogman, legislative director for Wisconsin Right to Life, an anti-abortion rights group, says there's a lot of support for the law in the state's Republican-controlled state houses, but that there may need to be some adjustments.
We realize that our law may need to have further discussions on strengthening the medical emergency language so that it's very clear to women and medical providers that those cases are not in violation of the law.
Three Republican leaders in the state legislature declined NPR's request for an interview about how the abortion ban prompted the Petronic family to decide not to try for another child. Kristen Petronic wonders if people who favor these restrictions have considered her kind of situation. She explains she was raised evangelical and now goes to a Presbyterian church every Sunday.
There's a huge just cultural problem with people who would call themselves pro-life not wanting to accept that these are the consequences that, you know, women that they know now, like women who want to be mothers, women who go to church every week, are going to be the ones that are also suffering.
Petronic and her husband are using birth control, condoms for now, and she's looking into a vasectomy for her husband or an IUD for herself. She's resolute about her decision, but also sad. She finds herself looking at her 4-year-old daughter in a new way.
I have to reconcile with the fact that she's truly always going to be my youngest child now, when I always pictured her as a big sister someday.
Petronic is from Wisconsin. She and her family have no plans to move. If Wisconsin's law changed and abortion became legal, they might consider trying to get pregnant for a third child. But as things stand, she says, she feels like Wisconsin's abortion ban and the impact it's had on access to care during pregnancy has made the decision for her. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.